Radio for Wales.
This is BBC Five Live.
EU ministers have failed to reach a unanimous agreement on controversial plans to relocate 120,000 migrants with binding quotas for individual member states. Luxembourg and Germany said a clear majority of countries had agreed in principle, but that the details would have to wait for another meeting next month. The Vice President of the European Commission is Frans Timmermans.
To say, let's shut all the borders and keep everybody out, is unrealistic, populistic, and simply impossible. To say, let's open all the borders and let everybody in, is equally unrealistic because it would seriously harm the European social model.
Hungary has brought in new laws allowing police to charge any migrant entering the country illegally. A razor wire fence has been put up at a crossing point used by people coming in from Serbia. Zoltán Kovács is a Hungarian minister.
We are going to close the green borders, the natural borders, to stop illegal border crossings. That also means that the official and legal ways to come to Hungary and therefore to the European Union remain open. That's all we ask from all migrants, that they should comply with international and European law.
Labour's new leader, Jeremy Corbyn, has left open the possibility that he could campaign to leave the European Union. In a meeting with Labour MPs, he said they couldn't just give David Cameron a blank cheque on Europe. Plans to tighten rules on trade union strike ballots have passed their first parliamentary hurdle, despite fierce criticism from Labour. Ministers want to impose a minimum 50% turnout in ballots for industrial action. Australia will swear in Malcolm Turnbull as its new Prime Minister later, after Tony Abbott was ousted by his party in a leadership challenge. He received 44 votes to Mr. Turnbull's 54 in yesterday's vote. In the past hour, Mr. Abbott has been giving his last statement as Prime Minister in Canberra.
I want to thank the Australian people for giving me the honour to serve. Yes, this is a tough day, but when you join the game, you accept the rules. I've held true to what I've believed, and I'm proud of what we've achieved over the past 2 years.
State officials in California say that 23,000 people have been driven from their homes by wildfires in the north of the state. One person has died and a state of emergency has been declared. More than 1,300 people fled Middletown, north of San Francisco, as their homes were consumed by the flames. One of them was Owen Coe.
Right around 5 o'clock, I'd say, I could see the fire crest the hillside behind my house. And at that moment, I grabbed a few of the things that, you know, I held dear to myself, and, you know, I put them in my trunk and I got out of there.
The police watchdog for England and Wales says more people are likely to be killed in shootings unless there's big changes to the way that gun licences are monitored. Her Majesty's Inspectorate of Constabulary says there are fundamental flaws in the way that police can check on the mental health of gun owners. And a report into the government's national living wage has found a quarter of workers will get a pay rise because of it. The Resolution Foundation, a think tank focusing on low pay, has found that workers in hospitality and retail are most likely to see an impact. With our sport, Nick Hatton.
Two goals from Dimitri Payet have helped move West Ham up to